We're on the telephone today with Bo Regan, Senior Vice President of Research, Education, and Innovation for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Well, Bo, we received a news release from the Beef Board, Cattlemen's Beef Board, announcing a landmark sustainability project. So tell us what this is all about.
Well, this is a project that we're very excited about. It's, I think that every paper you pick up and read or you listen to the news or just about any industry that you talk to today, they're talking about what can we do from the standpoint of our products to make them more sustainable. And the beef industry is no different. We feel like this is an area that we probably haven't been using that term, but it's an area that we have been focused on for a long time. So what we wanted to do, just to continue our commitment in this area, we've been working actually for a year and a half developing this project. We've looked long and hard trying to find the best people to work with, and we've identified a company known as BASF. They're a European company, and what we have found, they're recognized as one of the top sustainability companies around there. BASF is actually a chemical company, but they have a group at BASF that do nothing but sustainability work. A particular company that we're working with, they've conducted over 450 sustainability projects throughout the world, and so they are a little bit different than most other companies or groups that you may talk to about sustainability. The thing that's going to make this study unique in our opinion, most sustainability studies say, okay, we're going to do a life cycle analysis. We're going to come up with a number here, a number there. The approach that we will be taking is that we're not only going to be looking at the environmental impact of the beef industry from the standpoint of pluses and minuses, but we're also going to be looking at the impact from the social standpoint. And the thing that we're really excited about working with this company, they have developed through years what they call the eco-efficiency model. Which most people normally do not use, because I think BASF is the only company we know that has developed that technology. But basically, the way this project will work, we're going to go out and interview a number of stakeholders and get their impressions of what they think are the hot spots with regard to sustainability that the beef industry needs to focus on. Whether it's water usage, whether you're talking about carbon footprint, methane gas, whatever you want to talk about, we're going to have a long, long list of factors that people feel like things that we need to address in the beef industry to enhance our sustainability. What we can do with the eco-efficiency model is then we can go back and look at each one of those hot spots that we identified and put an economical cost of improving our sustainability by focusing on that particular area. So in other words, what we're saying is that we're going to have a long list of hot spots to work on. What the eco-efficiency model will tell us is that here's an area you can work on. It will improve the sustainability, but it's going to cost you millions and millions and millions of dollars, and it's going to take you forever to get there. Whereas that, what we'll also be able to do with that model is go back and say, okay, here's five areas that are important where you can make great gains from the standpoint of the cost of really making significant strides here. This is because of that cost, these are some areas that you need to focus on. Now, the one thing that we have learned as we've developed this study is that from the standpoint of sustainability, it's not a destination. It's a journey. So our goal is to identify the areas that we want to work on, should be working on. We want to identify the ones that will give us the most significant results with the least cost and where we can make the greatest gain, so that, you know, when we look at sustainability, it's not a one-year project. 5 or 10 years from now, we see we're still going to be on this journey where we want to make our products more efficient each year as we go along.
Well, I know the so-called anti-meat activists in this country and around the world have used sustainability as one of their arguments against livestock production. So is this kind of the beef industry going on the offensive here?
We are on the offensive, you know, because it's important that we put a stake in the ground, let people know that this is a very high priority for our industry, let them know that we are working on this and be able to have the data in hand showing them the significant strides that we're making each year as we move along.
What would you say, just looking at it now, would be maybe one or two of the real hot spots that you'll be really focused on?
You know, it's hard to say that, to answer that question right now, because where we are actually yesterday, we are in the process of identifying the stakeholders that we will be doing interviews with face-to-face. We're going to have another group that we'll be sending questionnaires to. That's where we are in the process. I hate to make a prediction. You know, is it going to be water? Is it going to be greenhouse gas? I cannot make that prediction now, because what we've got to do, we have got to develop that list. And then more importantly, I think once we have that, we have to run that eco-efficiency model, to see, okay, what's going to be the best approach for us? Where can we make greatest strides? What's going to give us the biggest bang for our buck? And so until we get information, until we get some data in hand, I'd be afraid to answer that question, because I would probably be wrong, whatever I told you. So I'm one of these blue people that I have to have facts to deal with. So I guess that's the way most scientists are. So I know we need more information right now before we can answer that.
And what's your timetable going forward here?
What we're looking at, we're going to go in field this month. Later in the month, we'll be out doing interviews. We're wrapping up the selection of stakeholders. We're developing the questionnaire that we'll be putting before them. And so our goal is to hopefully by convention in February in Nashville, we're going to be able to talk some about hot spots. We will not have the eco-efficiency model done by then, but at least I think we can talk about the hot spots on, here's a hot spot with, for example, water usage. You know, that's showing up in just about everybody we talk to. You know, we should be able to prioritize those with respect to how often they're showing up in the survey. We'll be able to talk about that at convention, and then from that we'll be moving into the eco-efficiency model right after that. The goal is to have this project wrapped up early next fall.
And again, NCBA is the checkoff contractor managing this assessment, the funding coming from the checkoff then?
Correct.